When you have other income streams, such as selling paid PDFs, website templates, your own fonts, or even physical products with your designs on them, you no longer have to solely depend on clients for income. This means that you won't have to constantly worry about when clients will start working with you again, when they will provide feedback, how long the project is going to last, when they will pay, allowing you to break free from the client work cycle and take control of your income. You'll no longer be riding the roller coaster of consistently seeking out new clients and worrying about project deadlines, as you'll have steady streams of income from your various passive income sources. Diversifying your income streams can provide stability and peace of mind and open up new opportunities for growth and success in your design business. Welcome to the Profitable Graphic Designer Podcast. I'm Katie Sandel, a brand strategist, designer, and the CEO of a successful six-figure design agency. I teach brand, graphic, and web designers how to get more clients, increase their pricing, and build profitable design businesses in a simple and sustainable way. We have online programs, courses, and templates that you can use, as well as our coaching and mastermind high-touch experience for creatives. You can find out more about starting and growing your design business at aventiveacademy.com. But until then, grab a cup of coffee and join me in today's podcast episode. As a graphic brand or web design business owner, working with clients is an amazing way to generate income, right? I'm sure you're aware of that. And it is honestly one of the most profitable ways to really run your design agency. However, there are other ways you can increase your income as a designer, and that is by diversifying your income as a graphic brand or web designer. And that is something that I've done as well. So besides running my branding and design agency, I'm sure you're aware of my educational Aventive Academy, which is an educational platform for graphic brand and web designers where I teach everything business related. So the business side of being a designer. And that is also how I make money. My branding and design agency is highly, highly profitable. And that's something that I'm not planning on giving up or, putting to the side or anything like that in order to grow my passive income business. And we'll talk more about passive income. It's actually really, really active to make that passive income, if that makes sense. You know, they keep talking, oh, it's passive. Yeah, but you have to promote it. You have to invest in it, you have to build a website, you have to build courses, and so on. But by diversifying your income streams, you can create a more stable and profitable business. You can reduce your reliance on any single source of income. And it's funny because weeks ago, someone left a comment on one of my Instagram posts you're just making money off of selling us courses. And I'm like, well, first of all, you're getting so much value from the courses that I'm selling. So yes, I'm making money off of it. But my branding and design agency is way more profitable than my educational academy. So, and then she said, but you're just, selling these PDFs and trying to make passive income and whatever. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, what's wrong with that? I also have rental properties. Yes, I do Airbnb. I really have a lot of, how do you say that? I don't put all my eggs in one basket. They're all around. Really, I'm making money off of so many different things in my life. And that is totally fine, totally normal. And as a graphic brand or web designer, you can do that too. And I think it's very important to understand that you shouldn't depend on clients. Yes, that is most likely as going to be the most profitable way for you to, you know, to increase your income, to make more money, to grow your business, to have better life and whatnot as you're a service provider. So yes, you have to work with clients, but there are other ways to start making money. Because I'm thinking, what if you get sick? What if you want to go for 3 weeks like on a vacation? What if you need to take maternity leave? Or, you know, like whatever it is, you can't solely rely on clients. What if you break your arm tomorrow? You went for, I don't know, like bicycle something and you fall and you can't use your right arm. You can't create logos. You can't design websites. Like, what would you do? You know, it's, yes, you can always hire and outsource and manage the team and all of that. But why wouldn't you have something on the side too? And we'll talk more about creating that passive income and how passive income is actually not really passive. And it's funny because before I started recording this podcast episode, I was like, okay, well, let me see what Google says more about like passive income. And it's funny because one of the first sentences said like passive income refers to money that you earn without actively trading your time for it. So kind of yes, but you still have to promote it. So, and I'll talk more about it. So as a designer, there are several ways you can create passive income streams. One option is to create digital products such as ebooks, so like paid ebooks, templates, and I've seen this like so many times, which is amazing. I'm not saying this in a negative way, like website templates, flyer templates, things like that. And I'm sure you've seen that too. You can also create online courses, like maybe for, you know, young designers, like how to start as a logo designer, how to design a website, how to, you know, whatever it is, like, I'm sure you have the knowledge that you can teach inside your online course. You can also, I don't know, like there's so many, you can create fonts, you can like so many different ways, and we'll go through examples. And then, you know, once you have digital products, you can use different platforms such as Gumroad or Teachable to host those products. And really by creating a product once and selling it multiple times, you can generate income on autopilot. Another option is to monetize your blog or social media platforms through affiliate marketing or sponsored content. And this is something that I've done as well. By promoting products or services that align with your audience interests and needs, you can earn a commission or fee for each sale or click-through. So basically, and I'll give you my example. So there were some designer summits that I was able to be a part of, but then we got affiliate link, and that is the link that I would use on my social media, send to my newsletter subscribers and so on. And then whoever would enroll in that designer summit or pay for it, then I would earn commission on it. It was never huge because it wasn't my focus, but you know, those 150 or 500 or whatever per month, you know, helps, like why not, right? And then also through my branding and design agency, we make money through the blog. A lot of people want to post on our website because it's highly searchable. Our SEO is amazing and people just want to publish their blog posts on our blog. And so we charge for that. At the moment, we're charging $50 per blog post, which is amazing. So they would write a blog post, which is free content for my website. Okay, I love that. And then on top of that, they pay us for that. So they cover our time to actually, you know, communicate with them and post the blog post on our website. It does take time to get there, but it's really an amazing feeling when you get there. We are getting blog pitches like all the time, all the time. People would be like, oh, can I post on your website? And then when I say that, or my assistant, that we charge $50 per blog post, some people would give up, which is totally fine, and some people would pay. And sometimes, in some cases, people would even come to us like, hey, I would love to post on your blog post. Our budget is $130 per blog post. does that align with how much you charge? And then you're just like, yeah, that works. So they pay $120, $130 per blog post that they also have to write and we just post. It's amazing. And it's really an additional income stream. It's far away from being passive because you still have to do a lot, but it doesn't, you know, it's not that now I depend on clients only. The other way that you can also create passive income is something that I already mentioned, but basically those are design templates and you can create them and sell them on Creative Market, on Canva, I believe so. So this is something that I haven't tried. And even when I say I haven't tried, I was about to say yet, but I'm not planning on doing it. I am just more about like the business side of being a designer at this moment, at this point of my design career. So, but this is like really, really amazing for designers who are really good at maybe like creating 3D mockups. Those are selling like crazy. Maybe developing fonts, different like textures and posters and things like that that other designers would maybe buy. For example, we buy fonts all the time. We buy different textures all the time. We buy those like 3D really cool mockups, like presentations, and we buy them off of Creative Market most of the time. Sometimes design cuts, but mostly Creative Market. And we just like love those things. I'm spending money all the time on those things so that our portfolio can look better. And if you're a graphic designer, really good at creating those 3D things, you can also post that on Creative Market and then other people like me would buy that from you. And yes, those platforms are going to take the cut, but it's still like really good and you can sell it on your own website as well. And I will talk in this episode how you can start with every single example that I'm talking about. So stay tuned. It's going to be really, really good. But before I do that, I want to say that in addition to passive income streams, there are several other ways you can generate like additional revenue as a brand graphic or web designer. One option is to offer coaching or consulting services to other designers or businesses. So if someone is just starting their design career, you can help them and maybe talk about logo designs or website designs or, you know, graphic design or stationery design, like whatever it is that they need help with. So you can almost like be their professor or like a teacher. And I'm sure you are at least one or two, if not 10 steps ahead of someone. And I'm sure you will be able to find someone who needs your help. So if you're thinking, but I'm not that great, I'm not good enough, I get it, I understand, but trust me, like, believe me, there are people who are behind you and you can definitely help them. You can also like have consulting services to maybe business owners. So if you're a visual identity designer, so you design logos, you select colors, fonts, all of that, maybe you can, you know, educate entrepreneurs and startups on what is that they need before launching their business. Because sometimes, you know, they're about to become business owners. Maybe they still have a full-time job and they're starting their business on the side. They don't know what they need. So I am sure you can figure out what is that that you can teach. So, you know, don't worry about it, but you can, so, you know, that's another way of how you can make more money kind of like on the side and it doesn't depend on clients only. So that's offering coaching and consulting services. By leveraging your expertise and experience, you can really help others achieve their goals and again, earn income in the process. Another option is to explore speaking engagements or workshops. By sharing your insights and expertise at conferences, events, or online summits, you can position yourself as an authority in your industry and generate income through, you know, speaking fees or ticket sales. And on top of that, a lot of people in the audience will see you as an expert maybe in something that they need. I got clients through these kind of events, so besides me being a speaker and teaching on some certain topic, after the presentation was over, people would come to me and ask for, you know, more information about what is that I offer, how much we charge, what the process is like of working with us, what our website is, if they can see our portfolio and whatnot. So, you know, even the So you get paid to speak, plus you can get clients from it. Another really cool way of making kind of passive income or income on the side that doesn't depend on your client work is selling physical products, like literally having products featuring your designs. One of our students inside the Profitable Graphic Designer program is an illustrator, and she doesn't work with businesses. So she had to figure out how to grow her business as a graphic designer without needing to work on logo design or website design or something like that. So as an illustrator, how do you make money? Yes, you can, you know, create books. You can design, illustrations for various types of books and so on, and maybe posters and things like that. But also, she really wanted to have the flexibility and freedom and work with less clients. So she decided to simply put her illustrations of, like, I think she had like cats and flowers and things like that, like things that she really loves and enjoys creating. And she decided then to put that on products. So if you're skilled at creating custom illustrations or patterns, it doesn't have to be an illustration. You can apply your designs to physical products like t-shirts, mugs, or prints. And there are even like amazing websites, some of them platforms rather than websites. And they're called Society 6. Printful. So Printful is the one that we use because we also have some physical products. There is Redbubble, I think Zazzle or something like that. But basically that's a print on demand service that allow you to sell your designs without the hassle of manufacturing or shipping products yourself. So that means that, you know, you connect your website to their platform. And then when someone orders something, let's say you put a cat that you designed on or drew on a cup, and then someone buys that cup with a cat on your website, and that goes directly to that print on demand platform, and they print it on a cup and they send it, ship it, like everything. You don't have to do absolutely anything. And yes, of course, they make a lot of money, but you can make some money like that too. And especially if that's your, you know, main thing. So that's another really cool way of making money. They're amazing, like notebooks and for, you know, sketchbooks and other, like, really, I can't like now think of other products, but, or like tote bags. What else did I see? I don't know, like, I even saw like pants. So basically everything, clothing related, purses, bags, and things like that. And you can put designs on those. Like, I even saw like pillowcases and sheets, and those are like really good gifts, you know. People want to buy things like that, maybe, you know, for some anniversaries or weddings or to their friends' birthdays and things like that. So that's another really cool way of making money on the side. And then the one that I already mentioned is creating and selling design courses or tutorials. And so platforms like Skillshare, Udemy, or I don't know about YouTube, but basically they offer opportunities to share your skills and expertise with others, but also making money off of it. I mean, when I said, I don't know about YouTube, I know that you can make money off of YouTube. I just don't know like how much. So I don't want to talk more about it because I don't know much. But basically, you can make money off of creating and selling digital online courses, like design courses, how to design a logo, how to use WordPress if you're a web designer, how to use Showit or other, you know, web platforms, or how to use even Canva or Illustrator, Photoshop, like all these amazing, amazing things. Okay, so now I give you a lot of examples and ideas of how you can create income on the side that's not just having your, you know, client work. But let's talk about getting started with diversifying your income streams. So if you're ready to start really diversifying your income streams as a brand graphic or web designer, here are a few steps to get started. So first thing that you would do is you would identify your skills and expertise. Like, what unique skills or insights do you have that others might value? Like, what topics or niches are you passionate about? Then the next one would be to choose your income stream or streams based on your skills and interests, like choose one or two or five, but one or two at first. You know, remember, it's better to start small and then build momentum than spread yourself too thin, because you will have a lot of these like products, maybe like PDFs and courses and t-shirts and mugs and whatever, but you will not be able to sell anything. And then you'll be like, oh, well, this is not working. But if you create just one cup with a cat on it and really focus on selling that cup every single day for the next 6 months, you'll make a ton of money. Like, trust me. It's the same, like, you know, it's kind of like specializing versus being so broad. So, but another, we'll talk about that in some other episode. So that would be the second thing. The third thing would be to create your product. And so whether you're creating like a digital product or maybe offering coaching services, so it doesn't have to be a product only. So create your product or service and really take the time to develop a high quality offering that provides real value to your audience. And I know that this is easier said than done, and you will make a mistake at the beginning, and that's totally fine. You will be selling something nobody's going to buy, or even the people that will buy will be like, oh, this doesn't look good. But really take the time to really put as much value as possible. And then the last thing that you want to do is to promote and refine. So once you launched your like new income stream, be sure to promote it through your website, social media, and other channels. Like, listen to feedback and make changes to your offering based on what resonates with your audience. So to kind of like go through all the steps. So the first one would be identify your skills and expertise, then choose your income streams, then create your product or service, and then promote and refine. I think that that's it for today's episode. And I just want to say it once again, that by diversifying your income streams as a brand graphic or web designer, you can create more like stability and freedom in your business while also exploring new opportunities for growth and impact. So why not, you know, start today? So in summary, diversifying your income streams as a graphic brand or web designer can help you build a more stable and profitable design business. Whether you choose to, you know, create digital products, offer coaching or consulting services, or explore other income streams, the key is to focus on your strengths and interests and provide value to your audience. And really, by taking action and testing different income streams, you can create new opportunities for growth and success in your business. And yeah, so thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next time on the Profitable Graphic Designer Podcast. Bye now. Thank you for joining us today on the Profitable Graphic Designer. In addition to this podcast, we have created some amazing online courses to help you set up your business, get more clients, and scale to the income level you desire. If you need help developing your graphic brand or web portfolio so it stands out, if you want to learn how to create proposals new clients will say yes to, if you're still trying to figure out how much to charge for your services, and if becoming the go-to designer for your dream clients is your goal this year, then I invite you to enroll in my signature 12-week program, The Profitable Designer, or one of our other specialized online courses. To learn more about it and get started, visit eventiveacademy.com. See you next time.